Alleluia, alleluia. Christ is risen. Alleluia, alleluia. A verse from John's Gospel. These were written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. So now may I speak in the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is Easter Sunday, which is a number of wonderful things. And each year, we perhaps focus on one or two of them. Today is also the 4th of April, when some churches commemorate a saint by the name of Isidore, who in his life, in the 6th and 7th century, was both a doctor and a bishop, a not at all unusual combination until fairly recent history. One unusual feature in the story of this saint was that his two brothers and his sister all became saints too. Seemingly, none of the struggles today's families have, the very real and often heartfelt challenge with their young people staying in the faith, with their young people following the faith of their parents. Bishop Isidore's greatest passion was education. And he established a spectrum of educational establishments throughout the whole of his native land of Spain. Schools in every diocese, not just his own. And in those schools were taught not only the traditional subjects of the liberal arts and classical languages, but through his influence also medicine and law and the sciences and philosophy. He made education accessible at a time when generally only the aristocracy and priests were educated. What is less well known about this saint is his austerity, taking very little for himself and giving away everything else, both in his life and in his death. His life invites us to reflect on how well each of us puts to work the gifts that God has given us. Not only the talents and the aptitudes, but also the blessings of time and of wealth that are ours. Ours to share in radical generosity that is the hallmark of the Christian faith. That was the hallmark of Bishop Isidore's faith. Alongside that saint, we place through our gospel reading today another saint, St. John the Gospel writer. John, who lived in Jesus' time, wrote this gospel like a playwright, setting the stage, describing and developing the characters, presenting the dialogue that took place, the very clear purpose of the book, which I quoted, always in his mind. To paraphrase that verse, that quote, "The Jesus you read about in this gospel is alive. And this Jesus I, John, wrote about is real. And this Jesus, who we can also read about elsewhere in Scripture, can change your life forever." That was John's purpose. That was John's message in the Gospel, in this play that he wrote. The Bible as a whole library has hundreds upon hundreds of stories about people who have experienced for themselves The transformation that comes in trusting, which is another word for believing, in God, and in the trusting, following that God. Before and during and since the lifetime of Jesus, the great and the not so great, the famous and the obscure, women and children and men, written about in epic dramas and in small details, seemingly squashed between bigger events. Some of these stories we will read during the next 7 weeks that are the season of Easter. But all of them are there in the scriptures, there for us to find. Two of the people whose lives were utterly transformed were Bishop Isidore of Seville and John the disciple whom Jesus loved, who wrote this gospel. Other people whose lives were utterly transformed are listening to these reflections now. Lives transformed by faith, as indeed was mine when I came to faith through the reading of John's Gospel at the age of 23. How can we tell that people's lives have changed, especially in these days when the opportunities to gather and worship and pray are rare? Well, I will leave you to attempt an answer to that question. At the very end of John's Gospel, we are most often drawn into the drama of Peter, another person whose life was utterly transformed, unrecognisably so. And the drama, we have Peter's absolution of his denial, we have Peter's call to lead this fragile new community of faith as they embark on all that we then find in the book of Acts and the letters that follow. But look again. The gospel actually ends with the author John, whose calling is very different to Peter's. His vocation was not to lead, but to bear witness. To bear witness to Jesus, so that others, like Bishop Isidore, and you and I in our turn, might come to faith in the living Christ, the risen Christ, the living God. And because John was faithful to his calling and used his God-given gifts, you and I and countless millions have come to know Jesus, to trust in him, to love and follow him. And our lives have changed as a result. John, writing, bearing witness in his writing. Peter, leading. Isidore, in education and radical generosity. Add your name to this very short list. What will you put after it? I'm going to close with a theologically unsound conclusion. What is the stone that is keeping your gifts hidden instead of brought out for sharing? And what resurrection power will shift it? So may the risen Christ bless you in your reflections and in your ongoing journey of faith. And may it transform you as it has so many. Amen.